two stories that was actually kind of similar to each other. So let me tell you the first one. So they was married. A man and a woman had got married, but he was controlling, so everybody thought they had this perfect marriage, you know, because that's what they were showing, this persona of them having this perfect marriage. So then the wife, you know, she was tired of being controlled, so she had joined the gym, and, you know, she met this woman in the gym. But the wife didn't, at the time, think that she was bisexual, according to her friends. So her and this woman started working out at the gym, getting to know each other. Then they got into the love affair. The husband somehow found out about the love affair, and he just lost it because the wife decided that she was going to leave him because he was so controlling to go be with this woman. So he was asking her, like, what about, what is people going to think? How can you do this to me? How can you, you know, mess up our family, mess up our happy home to be with some woman? So in his head, you know, none of this was happening until she finally had moved out the house, moved in with her parents, and was dating this woman. So he would tell his friends that they were still together. He would tell, like, everybody would believe that they were still together, but the people that was her people knew that they weren't together. So once the community found out that they weren't together, he flipped. He snapped. He really snapped. He snapped really, really bad. Thanksgiving rolled around. He realized that they was not going to celebrate it together. So he actually, I think he planned this. But before I give you my thoughts on it, let me finish telling the story. Thanksgiving come around, she goes to her grandmother's house, her daughters. He drives over to her grandmother's house with his son. He shoots her grandmother, and their two daughters, because he was mad at females. Like, he was just upset about what was going on with his wife and her lover, and he just took it out on his daughters because they was girls too. He winds up letting the son go. The son winds up going to the neighbors, asking the neighbors, can he call his aunt? He calls his aunt, tells his aunt that something bad is happening at grandma's house. The aunt is like, okay, because she, you know, he's a kid, so, you know, I don't know why she didn't ask further questions. The neighbors wind up calling the police. For a while, they didn't find him because he was wandering the streets with blood and stuff like this. So they tried to, at first, say that it was a mental disorder. That was the first plea. But the prosecutor argued, if it was a mental disorder, why didn't he kill the son? Why did he let the son go and just kill the grandmother, his wife, and the two daughters? So long story short, they wind up giving him life. I don't know why he just wind up getting life after he done killed so many people. He wind up getting life, and so my thoughts on this is that whether the wife knew if she was bisexual or not, I don't know how that worked. You know, according to our people, she didn't know until she got with this woman that this, some way she fell in love with her. The fact that she was going to leave you, period, because you was controlling. Because I really feel that the fact she was going to leave him, period, because he was controlling, didn't give you the right to somehow flip out, kill her grandmother, who did nothing to you, and your two daughters that you birthed with her. You took their lives because you hated her so much. That is just ridiculous to me, that you can hate your own children as much as you hate the spouse when the children has done nothing to you. So that was my thought on that. That was the craziest story. That was one of them. The second one, I'm going to make this into a two-part. No, I'm not going to make this. I'm going to tell you the second one because it's similarities in this story. He makes a video where he said, I just shot my girlfriend. I'm going to go shoot my ex-wife, and I'm going to shoot myself afterwards. And after this, the video goes dead. Men. Lord. What is wrong with y'all? You was in a whole nother relationship, and you killed her. You turn around to go kill your ex-wife and then kill yourself, quote unquote, allegedly. This is what you're saying. See, we didn't get to see the part on the video where we seen him chasing his ex-wife into her house, and then the video go dead. We didn't get to see the part where he actually killed himself. We heard the shots from the ex-wife, but we didn't get to see nothing after that. Y'all, and here's what weird our problem is as women. How could you snap when you just told us you was in a whole nother relationship, right? And you killed her. What did the ex-wife have to do with what was going on in that relationship? How do y'all, this is what I'm saying, then y'all say it's not emotion. It's emotions. That's emotion. Anger is anger, rage, wrath. All of those are horrible emotions that y'all be going through. You sat here. We don't know the story, so we can't say the story. We don't know if you got with this woman while you was with the ex-wife, or you got with this woman after the ex-wife. Somehow you was with a whole nother woman, and you wind up killing the ex-wife is what I really can't fathom. A lot of y'all need help. And then y'all make these statements about we're so emotional as women. We do not, I keep saying this over and over, we do not do these things. Like, it makes no sense to us. There's no way in the world I'm with my man now, and I'm gonna go kill my ex-husband, then I'm gonna kill myself. For what? If I already killed, allegedly you said you killed her. So if you already killed her, why did you go to ex-wife's house to kill her? You shouldn't have killed anybody. But because you already said you done that, I didn't understand why did you go to the ex-wife's house to kill her. Y'all need help. Y'all need help. Y'all have very bad emotions. I don't know why the majority of y'all is like that, but y'all need help. And it's sad because this other lunatic done killed his wife, his two children that he birthed with her, the grandmother who had nothing to do with any of this. Like, it is really sad. Y'all need help. Get help. Help is needed for most of y'all. And I'd like to thank you for listening to the Sonya True Crime Story Time. You can comment here at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcast/webverse.com. Remember, you can like it on Spotify, follow, share, comment. Listen to it on IHOP, Apple Speakers, where you can see podcasts at. Give it a 5-star there. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. He have an Apple, Spotify, TJVUCLAIN. Her book called Black Girl in Orange, TWAYNA. Wade Williams. Sutton Single, Kings Flex, and on SoundCloud. And Female Reforming New York. They have a rent store. This be making me all combobulated. Discombobulated, because I don't, it's like at a moment I forget what I'm trying to say. But thank y'all again, and enjoy the rest of y'all night.